This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. It's 7:33. Our colleague Glynis Board recently won an award for outstanding effort by an individual reporter from the Associated Press Broadcasters Association of the Virginias. This morning, we bring you the second of two of Glynis's favorite stories from last year. She visited one man who made energy independence his personal reality. This guy hasn't been to a gas station or paid an electric bill in about 9 years. With a tank of cooking oil in the bed of his diesel truck, he says he can drive from his home in Barber County to Florida and back. And the solar panels on and around his house have been keeping the electric meter on his house running backward, feeding the grid for years.
I tell you what, there is a major drawback of heating the house and driving the cars on the cooking oil. Okay. And that's you're constantly hungry. Because you're smelling the French fries all the time. Yeah.
That's John Prusha, electrical engineer and self-professed mad scientist. He says he remembers that when he saw gas jump from 89 cents to 99 cents a gallon, he made it his personal goal to become energy independent. He's very proud of the fact that it's now been 8.5 years since he's visited a gas station.
And I don't care whether it's somewhere in a oil fields, or whether it's a refinery in Texas, or whether it's a local guy at the local gas station. The grid is international. It doesn't have boundaries. It will always show up. And getting rid of that aspect was probably the driving factor of me doing it, that I'm not at mercy of somebody else's greed.
Prusha says a couple of years ago, when he had two kids in college, five cars on the road, and he was heating and cooling a 2,600-square-foot house, his family saved $20,000 a year. But he says everything comes with a price.
It's not free, because you have to do dumpster diving. You have to actually, get dirty, look at the driveway, look at my hands. Okay? It's not free. Then you spill the oil, your wife sleeps on it. It's not free, trust me. But anyways, the bottom line is that, you have that great satisfaction of being independent. Money is one thing, but being independent and actually don't feel like you're at somebody else's mercy.
Independence, free, these are words that have deep meaning for Prusha. He came a long way to find them.
Probably detect a little bit of my Southern draw accent. I'm originally from Europe, from what used to be Czechoslovakia. I'm a son of the Baptist minister over in Czechoslovakia, which used to be a communist system. And as a son of a Baptist minister, I didn't have a future, not in a communist system. I was labeled to be a laborer, and I'm most likely, with my personality, I would ended up in some kind of a labor camp and die.
After several years of trying, Prusha says he managed to escape former Czechoslovakia into a refugee camp in Italy. From there, he made it to the United States, to what he calls the great metropolis of Philippi and the American dream.
Loved it here. Started working as an engineer for AB College. Met my wife. My wife was a student at the time. And then, typical American dream, house, kids, white picket fence. Same thing. Love it here. Reminds me all of the Central Europe, the hills, the jungle, the rivers. Never move from West Virginia. Absolutely love it here.
Today, and for years now, Prusha lives surrounded with tubs of cooking oil, a variety of solar panels, and other energy-optimizing instruments. But can we all drive and heat our homes on cooking oil? Prusha thinks it might be possible if it weren't for a few major obstacles.
We as a nation are lazy. That's the problem. We would much rather drive a 5-liter SUV and go to the gas station and complain instead of getting dirty and actually do something about it. That is the problem that what I'm seeing in the United States, and I'll defend the U.S. anywhere, okay? But what I'm seeing is that we don't do any kind of a major change until we are desperate, okay? Until we're like a rat in a corner and we have no other escape, then we change. Until then, we always find the compromises.
Prusha also believes that large-scale change will most certainly have to come from the bottom up. In that vein, he works today as the Director of Technology and Innovation for a nonprofit religious-based organization called New Vision that helps low-income families cut back on energy consumption and save money. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Philippi.
This is West Virginia Morning. It's coming up on 7:39. Rain and thunderstorms today. Temperatures will be in the 60s with overnight lows in the 40s and 50s. Partly sunny on Saturday. Temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Remaining partly sunny on Sunday. A little warmer with temperatures reaching the 70s and 80s on Sunday. Rain and thunderstorms are back on Monday with temperatures in the 60s and 70s.
And good morning. West Virginia Morning with Beth Voorhees here on West Virginia Public Radio. We're telling West Virginia's story. It's Friday, Sprint to the Finish Friday, and we're asking for your support in the name of the news that you only find here on West Virginia Public Radio. It's conducted by our news team here, and it's done for you, the listeners. It's helping you keep an informed opinion about everything that's happening throughout the state. And if you appreciate that news, if you are engaging with it on a daily basis, like you probably do, then we need to hear from you. 1-800-RADIO-87, 1-800-723-4687.
Adam Harris is the producer of Mountain Stage, heard around the world, and I'm Michelle Walker here with Public Broadcasting's Development Department. We're asking you to make a difference by becoming a member. We're looking for donors, not dollars. Our Sprint to the Finish Friday here at 1-800-723-4687.
Betty LeVette performs Everything is Broken on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Broken. Thank you.
Betty Levette with Everything Is Broken. You can hear this song again and more music on Mountain Stage Sunday afternoon at 2 right here on West Virginia Public Radio. Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Cecilia Mason, Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Board, and Ashton Mara, and Dave Mistich. Our producer is Ben Aduccio. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.